I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. I am pleased today to have Dr. Edward Condrat as my guest. Dr. Condrat is the author of 3 best-selling books, including 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight by Advanced Media Group in July 2012, and president of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association. He founded the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center, located just north of Tampa, Florida, which offers alternative and homeopathic routes to vision therapy, known as the Condrat Program. The program focuses on such conditions as macular degeneration, glaucoma, dry eye, cataracts, and others. His advanced programs have helped people from around the world restore their vision. The center sits on 50 acres of land and features a 14,000-square-foot state-of-the-art complex, an organic ranch, jogging trails, swimming pool, hot tub, and more. Dr. Condrat practices holistic alternative eye medicine. For more information, visit his website at www.healingtheeye.com and like the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center on Facebook at www.facebook.com/healingtheeye. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Condrat, and I look forward to hearing about eye health. Now first, how is our diet linked to eye health?
Well, first, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you.
And I hope to educate your listeners on some key essentials that can keep not only their eyes healthy, but their general health on par.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer in diet. I believe that we are what we eat, and food is our best medicine. And there's really no shortcut to good health until you look at your diet. So I'm an advocate of eating organic food, avoiding genetically modified food, avoiding food that has pesticides, preservatives, fresh food, live, organic, living food is what our body needs. And in terms of your eye, a good thing to remember is colorful food will give you colorful vision.
Mm-hmm.
You need those colorful fruits and vegetables to maintain your eye health. I think that is a key essential to good visual health.
And what is the difference between being healthy and protecting our health?
Well, being healthy is kind of a proactive approach. So many times people will only begin to take measures when they are faced with an illness or a disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you live your life and you're eating fast food and you're not careful with your diet, and then the doctor tells you you have macular degeneration or glaucoma or cancer, then you begin to take those steps. And a lot of times it's difficult because you develop bad habits. So I think a good, healthy diet and lifestyle should be enjoyable. You know, most people, when they think of eating raw fruits and vegetables, they think of something very boring, going to bed hungry at night and starving. But you would be surprised at some of the creative foods you can eat. And they are also very healthy for you. But occasionally, you know, I enjoy a cup of coffee in the morning and a glass of wine. But the thing I emphasize to my patients is make sure it's organic. You know, organic coffee, I believe, is actually healthy for you. But when you're drinking coffee that has pesticides and lead and heavy metals, it's detrimental to health. So you got to go organic. That's the most important thing that anybody can do.
And I bet most people don't think about organic when it comes to coffee. Is that true?
And that is true. That is true. And more stores now, because of market pressure, do have organic coffee. I think it tastes better. And certainly, I wouldn't say the coffee's healthy for you, but anything in moderation is okay. key to remember is we want a balance in our diet. Anything in excess is harmful.
Mm-hmm. And what is the benefit, then, of organic food versus non-organic food as far as our eyes?
Well, that's a very good question, because most people look at organic foods and they go, well, it's just too expensive, it costs more, and I'm on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel that you really can't afford not to buy organic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study done in Chicago that showed that organic food has about 5 to 10-fold more nutrition than non-organic.
Mm-hmm.
And the organic food has a much lower concentration of toxic heavy metals, lead, mercury, pesticides, etc. So there's two reasons for eating organic. One, you're getting more nutrition, more nutrients, and the second is you're avoiding toxins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your eye needs good nutrition, and heavy metals and toxins will cause problems with your vision, and they will lead to cataracts, macular degeneration, and other problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about fluids and eye health? I know I keep hearing that water is very necessary in order for proper vision. Is that correct?
Well, you know, our bodies are about 70% water. In order for our cells to function, mm-hmm. we have to be well hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, as we get older, men will be drinking less water because they may have some prostate problems, and
mm-hmm.
ladies have their weak bladders after having their kids,
mm-hmm.
and where we become dehydrated. Dr. Batman Zeldi, a brilliant Persian doctor, wrote a book called Our Body's Many Cries for Water.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that many chronic diseases could be cured by just drinking an adequate amount of water.
Mm-hmm.
Cured.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another reason. Not only does water help our body function better, it's the main vehicle to detoxify our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our cells are functioning, we're manufacturing toxic byproducts that have to be eliminated
mm-hmm.
in our urine, our sweat, and our stools, and you need water. So drinking an adequate amount of water is essential to good health, and I have to comment that you need to drink good water.
Mm-hmm.
Not water out of the tap, which is probably laced with chlorine, fluoride, and chemicals. You need a good, really good source of water, and I recommend drinking reverse osmosis water.
Mm-hmm.
We used to think water in plastic bottles were good, but now we're finding out that there's phthalate derivatives in the water and bisphenol products, which act as a hormone, and it can cause cancer and sexual changes, sexual disruption in the body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The reverse osmosis, doesn't that take all of the vitamins and minerals out of the body? Is that correct?
Yeah, you're pretty sharp. You picked right up on that, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the key is we want to remove all the toxins,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
as a side effect is we're taking out all the minerals. So I believe that if you eat a good, healthy, organic diet,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you can replace the minerals, I like Himalayan sea salt. Himalayan
mm-hmm.
sea salt, maybe
right.
a small pinch
mm-hmm.
of Himalayan sea salt in your drinking water, and you'll get all the necessary minerals, via that source. And I like Himalayan sea salt because it's mined from an ancient inland sea
mm-hmm.
that hasn't been subject to the pollution of our oceans. So
mm-hmm.
when you're consuming sea salt, there's a really good chance that salt is contaminated with mercury and pollutants.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I've heard about distilled water or the reverse osmosis is that it tends to make you more acidic. Is that misinformation or is that correct?
I'm not aware of that.
No.
We want to have an alkaline diet,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
make our blood alkaline because our bodies will function better. And I do believe that if you eat a healthy organic diet,
mm-hmm.
that is one of the best ways to alkaline your blood
mm-hmm.
and keep you in that alkaline state. So I do not think that
mm-hmm.
drinking distilled water is a contributing factor to making our acidic.
Good, good. Why should people forget prescriptions?
Are you talking about prescription glasses, or are you talking about prescription drugs?
I assume it was prescription drugs, but it might be prescription glasses.
Well, probably we should avoid both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the prescription drugs, I think, are very toxic. Many people become dependent on them. Sometimes they're essential. You know, when you got a serious infection or you have extremely high blood pressure, you know, you need your medication to stay alive. But I think the majority of people are taking an excessive amount of prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And by improving your health, by taking a proactive approach, you know, Hippocrates said that food is our best medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe if you have a good, healthy diet, you can get off a lot of these toxic medications. And a lot of those toxic medications are causing side effects. And then you need to take another medicine to treat your side effects. You end up walking around with a shopping bag full of medicines, and you're getting sicker and sicker. So you got to look at your diet. Your diet's the first step. And, you know, the same thing can be said about prescription glasses. Most people that wear glasses have recognized the fact that as they become dependent on the glasses need to become stronger and stronger. And I do feel that with going through eye exercises, relaxing your eyes, and changing your lifestyle, you can reduce or eliminate the need for glasses. Now, I'm 63 years of age, and I do not need glasses. I don't need them for driving, and I don't need them for reading. I like to think that maybe I have good genes, and but I do feel that a lot of it is due to the fact that I practice what I preach. I favor an organic raw diet. I exercise, and I try to keep myself healthy and keep myself in a relaxed state.
Sounds great. And I do that also, and I'm 81, and I don't take any prescribed medications, and I'm very active and have no known chronic illnesses, and I believe it's because I've eaten organic, and I've eaten the right foods, and I exercise, and I pray every day, and I'm optimistic, and a whole mess of things in my lifestyle that help to keep me healthy.
Yeah, never estimate the power of prayer and a positive attitude.
Then why should we choose homeopathic or alternative medicine for eye care?
Well, I love homeopathy. I think homeopathy is probably the most elegant way to treat any disease. Homeopathy treats the underlying cause of disease. The homeopathic doctor feels there's a disharmony in your body. And by treating that disharmony, you can correct just about any disturbance in the body and truly regain health. And I have an interesting question for you. Who do you think was the first homeopath, or who was the first homeopath?
Probably Hippocrates.
Well, actually, believe it or not, Moses was the first homeopath.
Oh, really?
Don't remember the actual chapter in the Bible, but he came down from the mountain, and he got the golden calf, ground it, burned it, and spewed it in water, and made the children of Israelites drink this mixture. Now, the calf was made of gold, and that's exactly how we make our homeopathic remedies. We grind it, we burn it, put it in water, and drink it. Now, the fascinating thing, Carl, is that gold is a homeopathic remedy for the treatment of depression and despair. And you know, at that time, the Israelites were in a state of depression and despair, and they began worshiping false gods. So believe it or not, Moses was the first homeopath. And I have seen miracles with homeopathic remedies. Not just with serious chronic illness, but also with minor aches and pains, flus, injuries. So I would really encourage all your listeners to pick up a book on homeopathic first aid, begin to read about it, and I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed using these very safe remedies that will put the body back into balance. Mm-hmm. And certainly they can be very effective for the eye.
Mm-hmm. Great, good. I went to school one day, and one of the faculty said to me, "Are you feeling all right?" And I said, "Yeah, I feel fine." And she said, "Well, let me hold your hand." And so I said, "Fine." And she said, "Well, you haven't had a stroke, but you have," well, now it slipped my mind what I had. It's the condition that they say you get when the wind blows on you.
Bell's palsy?
Bell's palsy. She said, "You have Bell's palsy. So she said, "You need to just go to the doctor." So I went to the doctor, and he told me to take steroids. And so I ran into a nurse practitioner that I knew. And she said, "Well, I just came from a conference on Bell's palsy." And she said, "They told us all about the homeopathic things you can take." And so I went to it was the Heritage here, which had healthy things, and got the homeopathic, and I took them, and very shortly the symptoms had all cleared up just using the homeopathic things. And I don't remember what I took, but I know it worked much faster and without the side effects that I'd have had if I'd taken the steroids.
Yeah, so you understand the amazing miracles that occur when you take the right homeopathic remedy.
Right. Now, you do not believe in fish oil, so I'd like to ask you your views on fish oil.
Well, it may be a little controversial. About 5 years ago, I heard a lecture by a Professor Peskin from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he began to lecture study after study that showed that fish oils are actually harming our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got up and walked out of the room. I thought the guy was crazy. And then later on, I began to talk to my friend, Dr. Robert Rowan, who writes the Second Opinion newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Rowan has been investigating this issue of fish oils, and he's convinced that fish oils are harmful for our body.
Oh.
Now, fish, eating a small amount of fish is all right, as long as it's not a large fish that maybe has high levels of mercury.
Mm-hmm.
But there's three reasons why fish oil is harmful. Number one, fish oil is a derivative oil, not the parent oil.
Mm-hmm.
So the fish eat the plants, and they convert the plant oil to a longer-chain fatty acid. So I'm not against omega-6s and 3s. We need those for our health,
mm-hmm.
our eye health and our brain health. So I don't want the listeners to think that I'm telling them not to take omega oils.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them that they should be taking plant oils. So these longer-chain fish omega oils are not absorbed as well by the cell. And, matter of fact, in high dosages, they can be toxic to the cell.
Mm-hmm.
A second reason is that all fish oil becomes rancid at room temperature. And these rancid oils are very toxic. And most people do not refrigerate their fish oils, and they do not buy them from a refrigerator in a health food store. They're sitting on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
The third reason is I don't care what the manufacturers tell you that they're mercury-free. I'm concerned that most fish oils have low levels of mercury,
mm-hmm.
which you know are very toxic. So
right.
for those three reasons,
mm-hmm.
I think you're much better off consuming plant-based omega oils like primrose, barrage, flaxseed oil. I think they're going to be
mm-hmm.
far superior for your health.
The one thing that I did find with fish oil, and it may have probably worked with other types of oil, was that when I stopped taking an oil, and I stopped vitamin E because I'd read bad publicity on it, I started getting dry eye. And then once I went back on the vitamin E and went back on the fish oil, I didn't have any more symptoms of dry eye. And it might have been the vitamin E.
No, I think that if you were taking plant-based oils, mm-hmm. you would have probably the same beneficial effect and resolution of the dry eyes. Because mm-hmm. one of the best oils for dry eyes is primrose oil.
Oh.
That's the number one oil that I recommend mm-hmm. For folks with dry eyes is primrose oil.
Oh, uh-huh. Good. Now, I do take some flax oil now because I've started over the last month and a half to 2 months the Budwick diet each morning, which is the combination of the flax oil and cottage cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's a great diet. I was on that diet for a while. I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I feel real good
on it. It's a way, I think it's very nutritious. It has a very cleansing diet, so I like that diet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are your views on wearing sunglasses?
Well, I take another controversial stance on that. And one thing I'd like to just share with the listeners is that sometimes sunglasses can cause more harm to your eyes than benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is most people select sunglasses by how dark they are.
Mm-hmm.
They feel a darker lens is going to give them more protection. But that may not be true
mm-hmm.
because a dark lens tricks your eye and brain into thinking you're in a dim room.
Oh.
So your pupil will dilate,
mm-hmm.
become larger, and actually it enables more harmful ultraviolet light to get into your eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I recommend that it's not the darkness of the glass, it's the ultraviolet light blocking property. So select sunglasses that have ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, you can get a pair of sunglasses that are crystal clear that'll block all of the ultraviolet light.
Oh.
But I believe that our bodies, especially our eyes, need ultraviolet light. You know, one of the biggest deficiencies that you're hearing about right now is a vitamin D deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
We're all deficient in vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D deficiency is linked to cancer, heart disease, and eye disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best way to get vitamin D is the way God wanted us to get vitamin D, and that's natural sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get outside and spend more time in natural sunlight. Now, anything, as I mentioned, in excess can be harmful. So just a moderate amount, and you have to use your judgment because some of us have lighter skin and we burn easily, and others can tolerate. So I think it's when you get a bad burn is when you have to be worried about skin cancer and the other harmful effects. But
mm-hmm.
a moderate amount of sunlight is necessary for our bodies
mm-hmm.
and for the health of our eye.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I research this idea about ultraviolet light, I no longer wear sunglasses. I used to be the type of person, of course, living in Arizona for a number of years, the sun's so bright here in a high desert,
mm-hmm.
I would always walk around with sunglasses. But now, the only time I wear sunglasses is if I'm going to be outdoors for a long period of time and I'm going to have a lot of exposure. But most of the time, I do not wear my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Good, that makes sense. Then a lot of people have computer eye strain from the length of time they spend in front of the computer. What can they do to reduce that?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest health issues and one of the biggest issues that are harming our eyes is the excessive use of a computer, especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
One is I think you need to take frequent breaks from the computer. If you are working on the computer, look away. Look at distance. That helps to relax your eye muscles. Also, during the day, it's important you have a lot of illumination. Turn up the illumination on your computer. Make sure you're in a bright lit room because the more light you have will cause the pupil to constrict.
Oh.
And in photography, when you have a small aperture, you have a greater depth of field.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, when you're in bright light, it's easier for the eyes to focus than if you're in dimly lit light.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes are straining to focus. Also, there was an interesting study done by Professor Hayim. He's a researcher from Israel, and he looked at the effects of light, unwanted light at night. And he did various studies with animals, and he demonstrated that excessive light at night increases the risk of cancer, diabetes, and eye disease.
Hmm.
Increased risk at light at night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting, what he did with this experiment, he also looked at wavelengths of light,
mm-hmm.
certain wavelengths. He looked at red, blue, green, yellow, orange, all the wavelengths to determine what wavelength caused the greatest ill effect at night. And any idea, or you can take a guess as to what wavelength caused the greatest damage at night?
I wouldn't have any idea. I'd guess red, but I don't know why.
Most people say red, but it's actually blue.
Oh.
Blue light is harmful at night.
Oh.
Now, he is very concerned because our government is pushing compact fluorescent lights,
mm-hmm.
and that gives off a blue spectrum of light, which can be very harmful for us. So I'm advising my patients to use incandescent lights in their home, and also, if they're doing computer work at night, to wear blue-blocking glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of blue blockers. Blue blockers block the blue wavelength of light,
mm-hmm.
light, which is harmful to your eyes at night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most eye doctors will say wear the blue blockers outside when you're in the sunlight. But I believe that our eyes need blue light during the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why God made the sky blue and the oceans blue. We need blue light during the day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to avoid blue light at night. We mm-hmm. have to go more towards the red spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the sun sets on the horizon, it turns from blue to red. And that transition is what we need for a lot of neuroendocrine functions in our body, circadian rhythm, the pineal gland, melatonin. It's a very complex process, but we need to respect that natural circadian rhythm and don't interfere with it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the best thing to do is just to make sure when the sun sets, enjoy the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our bodies were meant to have a certain amount of total darkness at night. And unfortunately, with computers and cell phones and iPads, we are utilizing and being exposed to so much unwanted light at night, which is really causing a detrimental effect with our eyes and health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, right. Now, another area I'm interested in, because I'm at that age, and that's cataracts that often affect people as they get older. And the first thing the eye doctor usually wants to do is surgery. And mine has been after me for 6 years telling me I need surgery. And I just keep using my herbs, and I passed my driver's test last year, and I see pretty well. But I wonder what people can do to prevent, and then once they have them, are there things they can do to prevent having surgery, and what you think about surgery?
Well, you know, I used to be a very busy ophthalmic surgeon. In fact, I'm still board certified in ophthalmology, and I would do thousands of cataract operations a month.
Mm-hmm.
And when I discovered homeopathy and alternative treatment, I said, my goodness, I think these approaches are much better
mm-hmm.
and a long term, much healthier for your body. Number one is cataracts are a normal process of aging. As we age, you know, we get wrinkles on our skin, we get pigment changes, and it's a natural change that helps protect our eyes from unwanted ultraviolet light
mm-hmm.
as our lens in the eye gets a little cloudy. So it's a healthy change. But there's no question, sometimes the cataract advances and it obstructs your vision. And when that occurs, then you have to consider surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But before you consider surgery, I feel very strongly that most cataracts are due to heavy metal poisoning, especially lead.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I treat somebody that has early cataracts, I measure their lead levels, and it's sky high.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are diagnosed with an early cataract and you really want to avoid surgery, my recommendation is to get a six-hour urine test. Don't get a blood test. Don't get a spot urine test for lead. It has to be measured. You need a challenging agent. It has to be measured over 6 hours. And then you have to be treated by an alternative or an integrative doctor. The best way to treat it is with IV chelation therapy. This will remove all the lead. And when you remove the lead, you'll have better functioning in your body, and your eyes will be healthier. Now, there are many homeopathic remedies that are really helpful for your eyes. Cineraria maritima is a homeopathic solution that is in a lot of homeopathic eye drops to use to treat cataracts. As a matter of fact, the Ministry of Health in India has recommended that this be the first-line treatment for any cataract. If it's not surgery, you should be using Cineraria maritima. Also, vitamin C. And earlier, when we began the show, we talked about changing your diet towards healthy fruits and vegetables, organic. Once again, one of the best things you can do for a cataract is shifting your diet. Also, keeping yourself well hydrated, because dehydration can lead to an advance in cataracts. Keeping yourself hydrated and having a good positive attitude. All those things can help slow the progression of cataracts. So if I think you do those things, you investigate heavy metal toxicity in your body, these are the things that could really help you. Now, if your cataract does become a little more advanced, I'm doing things like light therapy. I'm doing pulse electromagnetic field, microcurrent. These are subtle energies that can help rejuvenate the eye and help reverse some of the damage done to the eye. So there are ways to keep your eyes healthy and prevent the need of surgery.
Can you spell Cineraria maritima, I think it was?
I am a horrible speller.
Oh, are you? So
you've asked the wrong person.
Oh, okay.
And my handwriting is worse than my spelling, but I believe it's C-I-N-E-R-A-R-I-A, Cineraria maritima, M-A-R-I-T-I-M-A.
Oh, okay, good. I'd have had it all
Cineraria maritima.
I'd have had it all wrong. Well, it's Cineraria I'd have had right, but I'd have started the maritima with the C. What do you think of, there's some of the herbs that I take, one has lutens in, and another has carotene. I have read that if you use eye drops with this, I think it's probably vitamin A, but if you use eye drops with this, it will dissolve the cataract, but it has preservatives in, and I'm allergic to most of the preservatives that they use in any eye drops.
Oh, you're probably thinking of the eye drop called Can-See.
Carnosine, that's
L,
it. Yeah, right.
L-carnosine.
Right.
I have not seen that eye drop reverse cataract.
Haven't you?
I do think it's helpful in preventing the progression. Now, there is an eye drop on the market. It's a mixture of DMSO, which is a highly reactive solvent, ascorbic acid, and glutathione. When you do develop a cataract, researchers have noted that the ascorbic acid and glutathione levels in the aqueous that bathes the lens decreases. So it makes sense to take an eye drop that has ascorbic acid and glutathione, and DMSO is a powerful solvent, and it helps carry the ascorbic acid and glutathione into the eye. Now, I have seen that eye drop actually reverse cataracts. And if you're interested, unfortunately, it has to be given with a prescription. So you need to either contact your alternative doctor, or you could give my office a call and we could give you a prescription for that eye drop. It has to be made in a compounding pharmacy. So you can't buy it at Walgreens or a local drugstore. It has to be made by a compounding pharmacist where they mix it and then you administer it to your eye.
And would it have preservatives?
No, there's no preservatives.
Oh, there isn't.
The DMF is the preservative. It only has a shelf life of 30 days, so you have to keep it refrigerated. Oh. It only lasts for 30 days. So, but I only recommend that eye drop if you're having no problems.
You know,
if you're functioning, you're driving, and you're reading okay, then I thought you should look at your heavy metals, see if you have any heavy metal toxicity, and just keep a healthy lifestyle. Now, when you reach a point where you're starting to become limited in your vision, maybe having trouble driving at night or reading, then begin some of those aggressive methods, taking the DMSI, DMSO eye drops, maybe, and looking at microcurrent, light therapy, and the pulse electromagnetic field. Light therapy, to me, it's one of the most exciting things that I'm doing in my practice, is using different frequencies of light to treat disease. And it is phenomenal. You can help detoxify the body. You can reverse cataracts, improve macular degeneration, just by using light alone. That's hard to believe.
Right, right. And that would probably not have side effects. Is that right?
There's no side effects unless you use in a very intense source of light and use it for a long period of time. There was a Russian investigator by the name of Tina Carew, and she demonstrated that certain wavelengths of light can dramatically improve cellular activity. And she actually identified the step in the process. Cytochrome A absorbs, light is absorbed by cytochrome A, and it triggers the electron transport chain in the cell, which is a reaction. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's really fascinating. You know that plants need sunlight, ultraviolet light. And the main molecule is chlorophyll. Ultraviolet light that goes into the chlorophyll molecule causes a chemical reaction that sustains life in the plant. Now, in humans, we have something called hemoglobin, which gives our blood the red color. Now, the hemoglobin molecule and the chlorophyll molecule are identical in structure, except for one element. Chlorophyll has magnesium. Hemoglobin has iron. So our red blood cells, the hemoglobin, is a vehicle to absorb ultraviolet light for life. In fact, there's a treatment that's called ultraviolet blood irradiation, where doctors take the blood out of the person, shine ultraviolet light into the blood becomes energized, and it goes back into the body. It's a very powerful treatment that can reverse aging, help rejuvenation, and treat many chronic infections. In fact, it's not a new treatment. It's been around since the 1940, with thousands demonstrated how effective. But unfortunately, you don't hear about it because there's no money in it from big pharma. It's just a natural treatment. So I would encourage your listeners to investigate ultraviolet blood irradiation. There's a lot of alternative doctors who are doing this therapy that can help so many chronic conditions.
Great. That sounds good. Can you tell us then a little more about the chelation therapy? The last I heard about that was when I was doing public health nursing, and the government used to give grants for the lead poison programs. Remember, the children used to eat the paint. The lead paint. And so there was a big move to prevent brain damage as a result of the paint that the children were eating, and the government gave money to the health departments for the lead programs, and a lot of it was the chelation therapy. But I hadn't heard a lot about this recently, so can you tell us a little more about it?
Well, I think chelation, there was a recent study that was completed by the national government, sponsored by the National Institute of Health. It was a 10-year study, $15 million, and they took 1,500 people, high-risk cardiac patients, that have known heart disease. They divided them into two groups. One group got chelation, the other group got sugar water. After 10 years, the results were staggering. The group that had chelation had a 28% lower incidence of cardiac events.
Mm.
And in this group that had diabetes, there was a 39% decrease incidence of cardiac events. By cardiac event, mm-hmm. either a heart attack, need for bypass surgery, hospital admission, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the results were shocking in terms of how it can benefit people with cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen amazing changes in people with eye problems,
mm-hmm.
Macular degeneration, glaucoma. Matter of fact, I just got a letter from a young woman who was diagnosed with glaucoma. I had her check her heavy metals. She started chelation, and her glaucoma is cured after chelation therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I recommend chelation therapy. Number one, it's probably the best way to treat heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it helps to improve the blood flow in your body. So you have two reasons for doing it: improving the blood flow to your eyes, your brain, the rest of your body, and getting rid of those nasty heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's three different ways of doing chelation. One is IV. IV is the best, it's the most effective. But unfortunately, it's the most expensive and also time-consuming because you have to go to a doctor, get an IV.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit there a year. Not a year. An hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody would want to get it done if they had to sit there
right,
for a year.
Right, right. Probably seems like a year.
Of course, if you're busy, that hour is like a year. The other way is a rectal suppositories.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be very effective. About 25% of the chelation is absorbed rectally in the rectal mucosa.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be a very effective way of removing lead and getting the benefit of chelation, but it's a little longer and slower.
Mm-hmm.
And the last way is oral chelation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking oral EDTA pills. And I really feel because of the toxins in our society, everybody has heavy metal poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should be on some type of chelation program, either oral, rectal, or IV, depending on how much heavy metal you have. And if you have a low level, like myself, I'd probably do one or two rectal suppositories a week to maintain my health, and also I take an oral agent.
Mm-hmm.
But remember now, there's foods that act as a chelator.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamins act as a chelating agent.
Mm-hmm.
Cilantro, according to a lot of alternative doctors, they feel that that's the greatest gift of nature to mankind, cilantro. It helps detoxify the body, remove lead and mercury. So, you know, start eating cilantro in your salad, your soup, make cilantro pesto. And I tell my patients, you know, it grows like a weed.
Mm-hmm.
Put some in a potted plant next to your windowsill and grow the cilantro and, you know, take a couple sprigs every day. It's a good way to detoxify your body.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then will you tell us about any other services that you have? Your center is the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center. Is that correct?
Healing the Eye and Wellness Center. We're located north of Tampa, Florida. We're on beautiful 50 acres. We have an organic ranch. Everything's organic. So patients come who are losing their vision, who are going blind, who want to seek alternative treatments. We have what we call our boot camp, where people come for a week. They get intensive treatment, so we try to reverse visual loss. And then we develop a program for them so they can continue these treatments on their own. I believe in empowering patients, that patients can do these treatments on their own, and they're really not, you know, once you educate them, you tell them what to do, then I'd like them to do the treatments themselves to get the best results.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in the process of training about 25 other integrative doctors who are doing my program. So if you're interested in learning more about either coming to Florida to see me or seeing one of the doctors I've trained, you can give the office a call at 1-800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328, or we have a website that has a lot of free information, and the web address is healing, the eye, it's all one word, healing the, T-H-E-E-Y-E, healingtheeye.com.
Mm-hmm. The other doctors there around the United States?
We have them scattered throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking to train more doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you know of an integrative doctor, have them give the office a call, have them talk to me. We have the training programs periodically, so these doctors are able to go back into their community
mm-hmm.
and to do these treatments and to help people who are losing their vision, who may not have access to an eye doctor who is knowledgeable with
mm-hmm.
these alternative treatments.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Condrat, is there any parting words that you have for the listeners as far as their eyes?
Well, don't have any despair when the eye doctor, the traditional Western eye doctor, tells you nothing else can be done, because typically I see patients who their eye doctor told them nothing else can be done. You have macular degeneration, you had a stroke in your eye, and these alternative treatments work. They
mm-hmm.
work miracles.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up hope. Sometimes just taking a simple step like changing your diet, starting to do some exercise, eating the right foods, having the right mental attitude, those things can help improve your vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this very much, and I think that this is so important to get this information out to the public, because many people do give up, and people I know have given up that have the macular degeneration and all. So I think it's so important to get this information out, and I'm so happy that your person contacted me and brought you to my attention so that I could help in that process. So I thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. It was a real pleasure being on your show. And if any of your listeners do have any other questions, just have them either give the office a call, or they can email me directly.
Mm-hmm. Great.
At, Dr. Condrat at healingtheeye.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
And you too. Denise Marie, publisher of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com, has brought us another great magazine, the spring 2013 issue, that is filled with inspirational stories and music, as well as information on social, health, and life issues. Because of my years working with homeless populations, I was immediately drawn to the story and trailer on Homeless to Hollywood that tells of a girl with a dream of being an artist who was also homeless and afraid of telling her classmates, because she thought they would make fun of her. She and her family moved from shelter to shelter over 30 times, but she continued her dreams and painting to become an artist. The recent documentary in her name won an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Film. Another human interest story is about Tim Harris, a restaurant owner who gives out hugs to all customers. Tim, who has Down syndrome, lives a productive life and talks about his life, marriage, and future. Two musical segments were memorable for me. One was the story and music video of Sister Rosetta Thorpe, the godmother of rock and roll, who performed in the 30s and 40s. This great music brought back memories of visits to the jazz and rock and roll clubs when I lived in New York City in the 50s. The second segment was a video by Josh Groban singing his new song, Brave. He has sold over 25 million albums, and many of us know him and his music. Social issues, including the fracking potential in New York State, the FDA approval of aspartame as a hidden, unlabeled additive in milk and other dairy products, the harmful effects of the microwave, the dangers of five chemical companies taking control of our seeds and its influence on food safety and diversity, and stopping violence against women with February 14, 2013, the V-Day to involve 1 million women and those who love them to walk out, dance, rise up, and demand and end violence. As the new Healthy Living editor, I wrote an article on holistic approaches to preventing and treating wrinkles without surgery, and also interviewed Dr. Fred Pescatore on natural ways to deal with seasonal allergies. Last were articles on Ann Richards, the 45th governor of Texas, and the new one-woman Broadway show on her life, and another story about her daughter, Cecile Richards, who has been a strong advocate for women and involved in issues ranging from Roe versus Wade to more recently joining Planned Parenthood as president. With these and other stories, you won't want to miss this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. In the time left, I would like to ask you for a favor and also tell you about my websites and Facebook pages. First, I asked some of you to vote for me last month, and now I find that that vote was a preliminary vote that I passed, and there is one more vote needed in order for me to be listed in a book titled 50 Great Writers You Should Be Reading. So I ask you to please vote for me again at the following site that I will also put on my website to make it easier. The website is http://www.wnbnetworkwest, that is wnbnetworkwest.com/WNB, that is, Authors Show, 50 Writers, 2013-contest-finalist.html. Then scroll to the bottom of the page, click on the tab that says, click here to vote. Then on the next page, find my name, check it, and at the bottom, click on continue. You will find a page that says you voted, and I thank you very much. I also invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all previous shows for the past 5+ years under the blog. There is a search engine to locate specific shows. Also on the blog, you will find the latest research on cancer and other related topics. My second website, beatlungcancer.net, has information on my current book, such as the endorsements, table of contents, and many of the radio and television interviews and magazine and newspaper reviews under the blog. If you or a loved one have lung cancer, you may want to read the book that discusses the natural interventions I used 39 years ago when given 6 months to live, and what I have done since overcoming cancer naturally to prevent recurrence. The book also contains additional information to overcome cancer with alternative interventions by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Francisco Contreras, Dr. James Forsyth, Dr. Kim Dossel, and Tanya Harder Pierce. I also have Facebook pages, The Holistic Health Show, and Beat Lung Cancer, in addition to my page under Carl O'Helvey. Please connect with me there. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week, and hope you will join me again in 2 weeks.